Lama Tomba Chumdende Te Sin Chabang Da Chamba Yang Da Bang Pangya Wa Sha Jya Tuva La Cha Sa Lo Cha Da Jya Su Chi Wa Lama Tomba Chumdende Te Sin Chabang Da Chamba Yang Da Bang Sa Ve San Chir Pangya Wa Sha Jya Tuva Chodha jyazo jyewa daya tha omo mune mune mahamuna yezo daya tha omo mune mune mahamuna yezo daya tha omo mune mune mahamuna yezo Daya tha yomo yomo ne yomo ne ma mo na yezo. Daya tha yomo yomo ne yomo ne ma mo na yezo. Daya tha yomo yomo ne yomo ne ma. Daya tha yomo yomo ne yomo ne ma mo ne yezo. Daya tha yomo yomo ne yomo ne ma mo ne yezo. Daya tha yomo yomo ne yomo ne. Daya tha yomo yomo ne yomo ne ma yomo ne yezo. Daya tha yomo yomo ne yomo ne ma yomo ne yezo.
So Namala, I mentioned that. even one do not believe in reincarnation, karma. Even one believe only one life. You know. still they need to practice dharma. Even one say non-believer in the karma and reincarnation, the past, future life. You know. still they need to practice dharma. Because that person wants happiness, do not want suffering. If the person wants suffering, if the person wants suffering, do not want happiness, then of course you do not practice dharma. You know, if the person's wish is suffering, not happiness. If somebody's wish is suffering, not happiness, then you don't practice dharma. That's very clear. You don't practice dharma. If your wish, what you're looking for is suffering, what you're looking for is not happiness, only suffering, then you don't practice dharma. And dharma is to achieve happiness. Dharma is to achieve happiness. you know, method to achieve happiness. So, who doesn't practice Dharma is on that person who doesn't want happiness, who only wants suffering. Okay, whose achievement is only suffering, no happiness. Who want problems? Who don't want happiness? So we need to practice Dharma. It's not a question of next, whether there's next life or not. You know, just about. the person looking for, you know, even if it's non-believer, they recognize karma, but the person seeking happiness in this life. So normally I think even that person needs to practice Dharma. Why? Because the person do not want problems. I see. Not necessarily happiness to others, happiness to yourself. Happiness for oneself. See. So you need to practice Dharma. So here you need why you need Dharma? because the problem comes from your mind. You know, your mind is creating the problems. The problem comes from your mind. So the happiness has to, also happiness. The happiness also has to come from your mind. So for your mind to create happiness, the Dharma. What pacifies? What makes the mind stop producing problems? What makes the mind to stop producing problems? To not become cause of problems. To become cause of happiness. The method to transform your mind into the cause that will produce happiness in the life. So that is Dharma. That has to be Dharma. So the person doesn't want relationship problems. The person doesn't want relationship problems. Okay? doesn't want to have relationship problems. No. Do not like to experience that problem. So therefore, so need to transform the mind into content mind, renounce content mind, which is a renunciation. Content mind, you know, content mind. So not allowing, over attachment, over, you know, too much desire. So need contentment. So if you don't want to have relationship problems, to create the relationship problems or to experience to get into that, you know. need to change the mind. From the dissatisfied mind attachment into content mind. That's a renunciation. You know, the free mind. You're making your mind free from that grasping, that from that, you know, painful mind attachment, you see. So here is the so that is Dharma. So the giving yourself freedom, you know, letting go that, you know, grasping mind, that, you know, painful mind, that is the attachment, you see. bringing problems in life, causing problems to others, you see. So letting go that, you see, and making your mind content. So, for example, you see, that's Dharma. Letting go that painful mind attachment, you see, and making your mind satisfied, to content. So that's renunciation, practice of renunciation, lamrim. Yeah. So, you see, so that. Practice of renunciation from lamrim has become practice of renunciation. You know, oh, freeing yourself from the suffering of this life. Not only suffering this life, freeing yourself, of course, from the suffering, you know, heavy suffering at the time of death, heavy death, fearful death, and sufferings after this life, rebirth in the lower realm, and also sufferings in the human realm, who did not a good karma when you get born human being, but experience many problems in that life. You know, in that life, many desire problems in that life. And in that life, many relationship problems, desire problems, you know, in that life. So, to do the place, so with, you know, I have to live in very dirty, unhealthy, very polluted or very, yeah, many sicknesses, or there's very dirty places, very filthy, you know, unhealthy places over there. Or then you see, there are other people, see, say, so say, you receive harm from others, or they, other people, see, abuse you, then all that. All that things, see. So then I say, one will engage in the same karma, you know. One will engage in the same karma doing that action, that karma again. So in the next slide, like that, you see. So, even the person doesn't believe reincarnation is karma, but that's what the person is engaging into. So that person, even non-believer, need to practice dharma, the renunciation, you see, to make the mind content, satisfied in the life, you see. Otherwise, otherwise, you see, you never get satisfied with what we have in the material possessions, or the material possession or friend or companion, you see, not satisfied with that, and you look for something, not satisfied with that, then you look for someone else, or say, whether it's a friend or companion. Or so it's always like that. So unable to be content, unable to be content, unable to be contentment. So they, like that. So you need meditation. You need a remedy, meditation for that. You see, to get the mind contentment, satisfied. You see, with what you have, and So that those are, you know, say. real Dharma. You see, so renouncing the cause of the renouncing the mind, letting go of mind which hurt you, letting go of the mind which hurt others. Which produces problems. So that then similar, you see, then that person need practice of patience. the other thing is practice Dharma. Need practice Dharma. Even the person who doesn't believe reincarnation, karma, those need practice patience. Another Dharma, patience. Because the anger, if you don't practice patience, you don't get along with your companion, your husband, wife, or children, or family, friends. So even one found friend, you don't get along with that. So if that doesn't practice Dharma, the patience. So it's a very simple thing there. So then if you say, so if you don't practice antidote to anger, like taking medicine for sicknesses, so they are taking medicine, practicing patience, Dharma, you know, they say to control the anger. So which you know, which destroys one's own life, one's own peace, which destroys one's own life. You know, because of disaster to one's own life and the disaster to other harm, so much harm to other people, other sentient beings. So then say causing others to get angry instead of bringing peace, right? Family to get angry, your children to get angry, your parents get angry. You see, that. So and then they create, then make them unhappy. And then they create karma. I mean, you say, then they harm you. Then they harm back to you. you make them angry, and then you receive harm from them with the body, spirit, mind. So it becomes a circle. So you harm them, and then you harm them, they harm you. So it becomes a circle, you see, the karmic circle. So that one is the immediate circle. You see, you harm them, they make them angry, and they receive harm from them with the body's mind. However, like this. This is without talking future lives. You know, another circle in the future lives. You know, because you harm them, so then either left this life or another future life, you receive harm from them. Not necessarily with the same body, but another different body. You see, result is karma. So that. That's the long term receiving harm from them to you. Receive harm because you harm them, so that's a cause. Then you create a cause to receive harm from them in the future. It's a long to receive harm many lifetimes, hundred thousand lifetimes harm to receive harm from that sentient being in the future. It could be a different body. So like that. from one act harm to that sentient being, then you receive because karma is expandable. Not only karma is definite, whatever you did, you know, virtue, non-virtue, you know, positive action, a result of happiness, a result of suffering, definite experience. The first outline, second outline, one act, whether it was virtue, you experience result of happiness, you receive help from others, you know, support from others. However, instead of receiving harm, you receive help, benefit from others. So many times in one life, and from hundred thousands of lifetimes, you receive help from that sentient being. So one act of harm to others, then you see the result of suffering, 100,000 of times. So karma is expandable. Karma is expandable. So as you mentioned that in the commentary by Ayadeva in the four understand commentary of the four understands that. So if you cheat one sentient being, you will be cheated 1,000 lifetimes. You know, if you cheat one sentient being, you will be cheated in 1,000 lifetimes by the sentient beings. You'll be cheated. So similar we have to understand this. So if you steal somebody's belongings or something, then that's karma is expandable. So your thing in 100,000 lifetimes, your things will be stolen by others, you see, from that one act, stealing somebody's possession, you see, like that. And so similar like that, we have to similarize, we have to understand the how the karma is expandable, so that, so you see, one act of harm to others, so you experience the result of some 100,000 lifetimes, so that. one act of harm to others, so you experience the result of some 100,000 lifetimes after that. what happens long term, harm of you receive for one act, you see, is what I'm saying here. But, one day. So there will be many karmas collected from the, even from the basic example of karma, tenant and virtue, many karmas, even from that, such as the covetousness, gossiping, then depending on the person, even from China virtue, you see. Then like that goes for, weeks, months, and one day like that. One day, see how, how's the life for one day, you know? for oneself, you see, we check. You see, even relating to China virtue, whichever. You see, how many times it's done, you see. I don't mean all the ten of virtue, but from the ten of virtue, you see. Yeah, I don't think it's karma that's done, you see. besides the action beginning to karma, because motivation and then virtue, there's a ignorance in the karma, you know. of course, the root is the ignorance, the misconception, you see. while the eye, action, object, all the phenomena, while they're empty, while everything are empty, all for existing from their own side, not empty of them, not the eyes, empty of eye, not the action, empty of action, object, empty of object, you know. not talking that way, but everything is empty of the real one, into a real one that appear to our mind, you know, to our hallucinated mind, a real one, real eye, real action, real object, everything real, you know, to the hallucinated mind, okay? to go on so hallucinated mind. So in the sense existing from their own side, okay? Not merely labeled by mind. So so everything are empty of that, totally empty of that. There's no slightest of that, you know, there's no slightest of that, even after there's no even slightest of that to exist, you know. all that part they appear and apprehended and pursued the by one's own master. The concept is by the ignorance. So this is a total nonsense named and then while everything's empty like this, then you know, to have the hallucinated mind appeared, to have this, what is the meaning of the mind? What is the meaning of the mind? Appeared and existing from their own side, and 100% they are believed, apprehended by one's own thought. You see, this is true. So that's this ignorance. So ignorance holding things as truly existent. Ignorance holding things as totally believing, trusting things as truly existent. While they are empty of that. So, beside this, greatest superstitious thought we have, the heaviest, greatest superstitious thought, the greatest demon of the. Or in other words, superstitious thought we have. without talking that, besides that, then this ignorance not knowing karma. So the dharma, not knowing dharma, karma. So however the actions done, then the eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, whatever all the activities, even them. This is possible, even meditating, you know, doing prayers done with this ignorance and anger, mostly the attachment. So attachment, clinging to this life, happiness. Attachment, you see, clinging to this life, happiness. So these motivations, these thoughts are non-virtue, and then the actions are transformed into non-virtue, and the result is only suffering. So, life after this, the result, experience, effect of what you experience in life after this is only suffering. with the attachment clinging to this life, you know, want so much to be healthy, want so much to have long life, you know, want so much to have wealth, you know, this life is happiness. You chant the Taras, the White Taras mantra. What? Whatever. Well, I'm not talking to somebody. So anyway, so you see, chanting the mantra, of course it is power, even though your motivation is totally non-virtue and your actions are totally non-virtue. The mantra has power to have long life. Mantra still you can have a long life, you see. Mantra has power to have long life and, benefit in this life, you see, to heal your sicknesses and, cancer or things like that, or those life-threatening disease or, can have these things. But not doesn't mean, it doesn't mean it will become virtue. Your action reciting mantra doesn't become, not say it become virtue. With your motivation, not virtue. You see. For example, another example is you take medicine, full attachment, happiness, life, you see. So there's non-virtue, and so you want to be healthy, long level there. And you take medicine, and the medicine cure your sicknesses, and help those things. But, you see, of course, so just because the medicine help, benefit to the child in healthy, long life, all those things, doesn't mean you are actually taking medicine is become virtue, dharma. You see, because it's done with that motivation, which is just totally cling to, the attachment cling to life. So therefore, it became pure non-virtue. You see that? Very pure non-virtue. So therefore, even though the medicine help. You see, cure disease, all that thing. So I'm using another example. Before I use the example of mantra, you see, how that can help, you see, even though they're actually non-virtue. So I'm giving another example, you see, even taking medicine and so forth, you see, and that they help. But that because if they're able to help, doesn't mean, your action becomes virtue, you see. So that. So anyway, Dhamtamba asked Lamatisha, you see, what actions will be that, the action that is done only with the attachment to seeking happiness, And then Lamatisha answered the action, the result will be just that. The result will be just that. Means, motivation is just to have happiness in this life, you see. So then you see, so Lama just answered, resolve just that. Just want to happen this life. They also mentioned that the rebirth in the lower realms, furthermore, then rebirth in the lower realms, you see, hell and gross animals, like that mentioned. So, so like that, what was that? then there's other things. There's another example. but dharma, you see. maybe could understand that. So the person who is practicing dharma, okay? very pure dharma. giving up, letting go, what the person is giving up is the attachment, the eternal dharma, eternal dharma, you see. happen this life or the praise, reputation and receiving, the material like these four desirable objects and dislike when it's not happening or the opposite, you see. Dislike. So you see, so the person, their you know, meditating on the impermanence of death, the nature of the life, impermanence of death, you see. the nature of life is not you are making the life impermanent. No. Something which is permanent, but you are making impermanent. Not that one. not like that. But which is nature of your life? Which is the nature of your life? Then trying to be aware of that, discover that. You know, trying to be aware of that. So trying to realize that. So then you see that as such a that. How samsara is nature of suffering. Oh, see. how the body which is nature of impurity, you know, the contain, as Nagarjuna explained, the container of the dirty things, container of 36 dirty things. How is it, you see? The food which is clean, you know, before it went inside the body, but when it comes out, it becomes dirty, you see. Before going in, clean, but once come out, it becomes dirty, you know. So the body which makes food, you see, after when, you know, comes out, becomes dirty, can't touch, you know. You see, that's something. So that's disgusting, you know. Come out. You see. So anyway, recently, as has mentioned that in the teaching, saying that how the body is dirty is because how the body is dirty, and you can see the how it makes the food dirty. You see, where it is. Anyway, so which we always believe, you know, apprehend is so clean. You see, this body is so clean like that. So I will. Reality is that dirty. You see, then you see how the samsara pleasure, which we believe, you know, real happiness. But the reality is something else, totally something else. It's only suffering that, you know, labeled on the feeling, another suffering stopped, another heavy suffering stopped, and another suffering began, but smaller. You know, another suffering stopped from great, another suffering began from small. So that feeling called pleasure, that feeling then labeled by mind the pleasure. Pleasure and believed, and pleasure. And then you see, then believed is real happiness. So because of that, you know, you see why the pleasure does not continue. First of all, why does not increase? Why it doesn't increase is that. Why it can't be increased, it can't be developed more and more day by day. So hour by hour, day by day, week by week, why can't it increase is that? And then not only that, why it can't continue? Why you can't continue to experience the pleasure? even that doesn't happen. So The proof is because on which you label pleasure is only suffering. Not suffering, you see. So I've mentioned the suffering of hunger compounded by not eating food. When you start to eat food, it stopped. That action stopped, not eating food. So the heavy suffering, hunger, stopped. But then when you begin eating food, then this, the discomfort. It already started. Right after the one spoon of food, it already started, but it's small. But it's small, you see. Because of unnoticeable. So as you continue to eat more, then it gradually increases. So you become more noticeable. So the discomfort is there. So right after the spoon of food, you see. So it's only suffering. On which we label pleasure, is only suffering. So that the whole entire samsara pleasure is like this. The whole entire samsara pleasure, like that, like this. You label pleasure not on the feeling which is unbearable feeling. I mean, noticeable unbearable feeling of another suffering. Say. Stopped, and then with another action, another suffering begin, but small, unnoticeable at the beginning. See, then gradually, if you continue the action, then the discomfort increases, become more noticeable. So therefore, you see, so that's how the pleasure, which you labeled pleasure, see, what you believe really happiness. Does not even continue besides having developed. So that the whole entire sense of pleasure is like this. So therefore, you see, if you analyze this only suffering, what you discover is only suffering. That is it. So the renounced, so the say, the Arya beings or the renounced beings who realize how whole entire samsara pleasure is the nature of suffering, how whole entire samsara is nature of suffering, how even the samsara pleasure is nature of suffering. See, so they realize those are renounced beings, so they even Arya beings, especially see they don't see pleasure. See, they see all the suffering. See, what we think pleasure, they see only those realized beings. They see only those other beings. See, they discover all this samsara pleasure, real nature is only suffering. They really see this, discover this way. So they see, not only see as they see. Don't believe it's a real happiness. not clean. So then the as I mentioned before, life, you know, or this word life, you know, then, also body, possessions, surrounding people, all the nature impermanence, possession, all the surrounding people, you know, nature impermanence, friend, enemy, strength of that. you know, which is their nature, see, impermanence, so discovering that, you see. So without discovering that, the nature impermanence, then you see, then we hold on to it. The enemy is going to be always enemy, you know, friend is going to be always friend. So you see, very fixed minded, like the enemy can't change, you know. like this is going to be an enemy forever. So that you see, believe that friends old friend today. So everything like this. I will have this forever. You know, what is the mutual possession of friend or the children or what is even the surrounding people say that I will have this all the time. You see, so which is not true. You see, So he said, then something, then suddenly one day, death happens, some sickness happens, some death, some total change of the body, you know, some total unbelievable change of the body, and especially death happens suddenly. Oh, but then, then you can't stand. Then you see, can't stand, you see that. Can't stand at all. You see, but there's nothing you can do. But there's nothing what you can do, you know. Change, can't change. This is the nature of the life, you see. how much you do not like that situation in life? How much you do not like it? You know, how much you do not like to happen this? That's what we can do, see. So you see now, who tortures you? Who tortures you? It's your mind. Who tortures you? It's your concept. Believing, you see, that you have this possession all the time, that you have this friend forever, you know, all the time. And how you see? So fixed mind, you know, permanent belief, concept of permanence, you see, that you have, I'll have this all the time, you know. I'll be always like this, you know. I'll be healthy all the time, you know, or I'll be I'll be living for many years, you see, for a long time. I'll be living, you see, all that. However, so fixed mind, concept of permanence, you see. so stronger you have when the nature of life impermanence. change to happen to you, either including death or sicknesses. suddenly doctor tells you you have cancer or something. Or the friends or whatever. However, so stronger belief there is the concept of permanence. You see, which is totally wrong, totally wrong. You see. Wrong belief, wrong idea. which is not reality. Reality is nature of impermanence. They can change any time, decay any time, you see. similar in business. Now what is happening nowadays? things change, see. Even the famous banks, even the very famous banks, millionaire, billionaires banks, they, you know, what they believe, 100% this won't change, you can trust you, you see. However, everything changing now, you see, even these things changing, so lose money. So fixed concept permanence, you see, so stronger you have that, then when something happens, when the nature of the impermanence shows, then the suffering is greater. Suffering is much greater, heavier. It's a mental problem, you know. It's your mental problem, you see. So the other one is somebody who don't have that much concept of permanence, you know, by maintaining impermanence, by maintaining on the impermanence life, you see, you know, shortcomings of samsara, you see, that you can say. Never. See, the first shortcomings, six shortcomings in samsara. The first one, nothing is definite in samsara. it's always changes. Nothing is definite. Things can be perished soon. Things do not last. Nothing is definite in the and how much one achieve, never get satisfaction, you see. So the from the six types, the six shortcomings of samsara, you see, those. So you meditate, you know, you remember that quite often, you see. Then you don't have that much fixed mind, you know. The things can change, you see, your own life, other's life, friend, enemy, you know, family. So so then one day, you see, when the nature of impermanence, you see, death or whatever, some change happens in life, or in the change in the relationships. However, the mind doesn't get that much upset. It doesn't affect that much. Doesn't get that much upset, or doesn't get that much angry or upset, unhappiness, say, less. So more the mind is familiarity with the reality of life. Really. Oh, they say, knowing that is the nature of samsara. Say, however, more the mind is familiar with that. You see, then you see, yeah, like that. So much unbelievable, so much less emotional attack, or you know, the emotional, you see, problem, suffering, emotional, you see, emotional suffering in your emotion, see, so the emotional suffering is much less. So there's much more peace in your life, in your heart, you see. So you see, so much to the, the life, peace and happiness, so much to how you think, so much to how much you think, how much your mind is used to think of reality, what Buddha explained, you see, this, true suffering, you see. So then, like that. Of course, then those who have, really renunciation of samsara, then you see, it doesn't say, there's a total peace in the heart. So that, you see. So anyway, then you see, while there's no real I, while there's no real I existing from its own side, so strong belief that that there is. So depending on how strong that is, then you see when something, so something happens to the I, or the suffering is much heavier. So if one meditates, one has been meditating, that I is empty, more one becomes familiar with that, then you see when things happen with world situations, when the world situation change like this, like the economy, whatever, all this, so whatever change happened to you, so is there less worry and fear in the life. Definitely. Like that, you see. So I was saying before, a non-believer, you see, need practice dharma, the patience, otherwise the patience. So, see, if one doesn't practice patience, dharma, patience, you see, that making one's own mental cleaning peaceful. Patience without meditation, the patience, maintaining the patience, making your mental cleaning peaceful. You see, the anger makes your mental cleaning unpeaceful, disturbing. So there's a great need, you see. Like, same as a non-believer, same when you when the person gets sick, you need to take medicine. That is same. Here you need to practice Dharma. All those other things that I mentioned before, need to practice Dharma is not only who believe, not only Buddhist, or not only who believe reincarnation. You know that. So there. So however, now the practice of Dharma, okay, the something which benefits not only this life, but something which benefits beyond from this life, okay? that you can enjoy the happiness, as I mentioned before, so the life to life, you see. Life to life. The effect of the peace and happiness, success, see, you experience from life to life. As I mentioned before, one act, you see, Dharma, one Dharma practice, one act, being kind to somebody, or benefiting somebody, or however, one Dharma practice, you see, you can enjoy the result from a result, you see, so many lifetimes. So that, so, practice, say, abstaining from killing, you know, living this morality, so you enjoy the happiness. Result for happiness, you know. Rebirth in the higher realm. then you see, you don't receive harm to your life from others, you know. from life to life, you see, for hundred thousand lives. Then say. Then you say, then you in the future also, you create good karma. Because previous happiness, the imprint. Again, you abstain. Again, you live vow, abstaining from killing. Similar like this. So the happiness goes for life to life, you know. Continuously. So then, as it done, you see, motivation and renunciation, that becomes a cause of achieve liberation from samsara. Then it's done with bodhicitta motivation, becomes cause to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, to liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara, so bring to enlightenment. So all that, just amazing what it is. This practice done with these motivations. then living the morality, abstain from sexual conduct, abstain from telling lies, abstain from stealing, so forth. And relating to the 10 vows, or the haiva, then there's also the alcohol, or haiva, so there's so many good karma, really bad from this karma. So, not only this, so any kindness one practice, one act of kindness to others, you experience the result, so many hundreds, thousands of lifetimes, so you can enjoy it. Then you see the done with the renunciation, cause of some becomes liberation. It becomes causes to achieve liberation. They become with bodhicitta, they become causes to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. to liberate a number of sentient beings from the oceans of some side of suffering, bring them to enlightenment. what this life can do is, So everything depends on the mind. so if one does not protect the mind, What is said in Bodhicattavatthana? If you do not realize the secrets of the mind, simply sangde machin rot tetak thame kinar cham. So if you don't realize the secrets of the mind, then you wander in samsara meaninglessly. You wander, always you wander in samsara, thame without meaning, without purpose, without meaning. There's more, but I don't remember. Except the conduct protecting the mind. Except the conduct protecting the mind. Except the conduct protecting the mind. What's the use? So many conducts. all the suffering comes from the mind, you see, not protecting the mind. And all the happiness comes from protecting the mind. So you see, everything to the mind. So therefore, so you see, that door of happiness, you see. See, when you said the source of happiness is your mind, you know, protecting that, you know. all the suffering, all the problems comes from, not protect, I say, unprotecting the mind, you see. Letting the mind into the control of delusions. Okay, so that's not done. Then so many conduct before you do so many conduct. So many other disciplines, other conduct system. You know, so many things alive doing. So they change the devil. What is the use of? It doesn't help. What is the use of that? You know? So see, since you do not protect the mind, the problem. See, so unable to protect it from suffering and samsara. You know, our oceans of suffering and samsara from large life. You know, can't protect. You see. So then there's no happiness there. There's no enlightenment, there's no liberation from samsara, there's no happiness future lives. All the happiness, all the future lives, there's no happiness, all the coming future lives. There's no happiness, peace even to this life, even today. See, even moment, there's no even moment of peace and happiness, you see. Oh, that, okay. So even doesn't protect the mind, even no matter how much other conducts one. Engage. So that's what Srinath was saying. Same thing, do shoot my dog, do shoot my bachija. So, maybe you can say so many other practices, or maybe you can change the word liberty. I mean, conduct is one way today, conduct is so many things to do in the life, you know, whereas, or so many. Doing so many practices, but left out the key practice, protecting the mind. You see, guarding the own mind is left out. So that, the problem of life is still then. So because you left out, missed out the protecting the mind. You see, so the key the main practice. The real practice is left out. So therefore, the state of mind is that the emotional problem is still the same, you know. Very so easily get affected to the mind, you know. What happening things around, you see, what people say and what you see around, you know, very easily affect the mind, and there's the emotional, the angry, or very easy to attach to, or how say, so strong desire, how you say, how you say, sometimes even I say, maybe sometimes. Even before, maybe sometimes, maybe for some people, before one begin to practice Dharma, maybe sometimes maybe less emotional. Maybe some people, I'm saying not all, but some maybe less. But then after many years, but I guess not correctly practice Dharma, you know. Or it become more, it kind of practice Dharma, or didn't practice, become more kind of like not real Dharma, but more emotional, see more. Following the delusions. So therefore, now the state of mind become even more difficult, troubled, or more difficult than before. You know, that is it. So, but that's not major, but just sometimes it was like this. However, so now I'm saying, so now here, we should just say we should practice Dharma. That I say that I say. Not just only to achieve happiness, not to reborn the lower realms, to achieve higher rebirth, not all that. We should practice Dharma to be free from oceans of samsara suffering, okay? By seizing the cause, karma, and delusion, including the seed of the delusion. and even that is not the real meaning of life. That's not the real meaning of life, you know? The real actual meaning of life, not the real goal of a life, or you know what should be achieved. While you are born as human being, this life is not the real. That's not the real purpose of why we're born human being this time. You know, why you've taken a human body this time, or see, why you're born as human being this time is not that. Not the real. Goal of this life, you see. So what is that? That is to benefit for sentient beings, to free the sentient beings from the oceans of sometimes suffering. To free the numberless hell beings, numberless hunger beings, numberless human beings, numberless surya beings, asura beings, and numberless all those the numberless intermediate beings. So free them. So. From the oceans of samsara and suffering, and bring them to full enlightenment. So that is the real goal of our life. That's the real goal of life. That's the goal. why we are taking human body this time? You know, why we are taking human body this time is for that. why? You know, say why we spend so much money for shelter, you know, protect this body, this life. Why we spend so much money for this, why should I have shelter? Why spend so much money for the shelter? So why spend so much money for food, you know, for living, food and clothing, so forth, medicines, you know, all this to survive, to live, you know, why put so much effort, you know, why spend so much money for all this? So all this is nothing. all this, nothing except for this. The life to use this life. This human rebirth and which is extremely rare. Extremely rare to receive. And especially which is 8 freedom, 10 richness, 10 endowments, 18 qualities. It's much unbelievable more difficult to find. this is like this is like the you know, blind turtle which comes up, you know, only after 100 years, not every year, not every day, not every year. Comes up only after 100 years. Then you see there's a golden ring. Of the golden ring doesn't stay on the water. Normally, gold cannot stay. Golden ring cannot stay on the water. But how difficult it is to stay on the water. See, so on the surface, but it doesn't stay at one place. It is moved by waves, you know, all over. So the blind turtle cannot see the ring. Comes only after each 100 years, and neck to meet the golden ring, neck go through the golden ring. How that is, it's an impossible thing to happen, you know. Impossible thing. So like that, then we found that this perfect human rebirth, 8 freedom, 10 vision this time, is like that. Like impossible thing that happened. And then we take the example. It was just impossible thing. So this time, something impossible thing to receive this happened. So this is just about once. We have this. So therefore, so this is a so this to see. It's wasting. If this life didn't get used for that goal, which I mentioned before, that goal to free the to benefit the numberless endowments, free them from oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to life. If it didn't get used for that, well, it's wasted. It's wasted. Even though it is used with the renunciation of samsara to achieve liberation from samsara for oneself, still it's wasted. Even though you get happiness, even though you get ultimate happiness, but because you do your life is not benefiting to other sentient beings, your life's away. You see, so for example, with the bodhicitta motivation, you see, so when you go to work, from home, from the house, you're going to work. If you went with the Buddhist motivation to benefit of a sentient being, to serve a sentient being, to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, okay? And therefore, I'm going to do the service for other sentient beings. benefit of sentient beings. You see, the work what I'm going to do is help sentient beings, benefit sentient beings, to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, okay? So, with that motivation, if you went to the office or even to the work from home, you see, every single walking, you collect merit. Like you collect with each step walking, you create merit. You know, say limitless class merit because you are going for to offer service to a sentient being, to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. So same, you see, when you chant mantra Om Mani Padme Hum, one mala, with the motivation, you see, then with each Om Mani Padme Hum, you collect limitless scars of merit. You collect limitless scars of merit. You see, so your life become, you quicker you are able to achieve enlightenment. You see, liberating from oceans of samsara suffering, bring to enlightenment. So therefore, So that you see how this during one mallow or manapem hung, you see, done with the body which put the jita, you know, with each omanapem hung, you see, recitation, you collect limitless cast of merit. So same thing with each step to go into office, you collect limitless cast of merit, you know. For example, same thing when you do when you're doing a secretary, you see, work, you know, writing letters, something. What you've done with the motivation for the chitta, to offer service to others and their beings. For that, I'm going to offer service and then doing writing. See, so then, so then here, with each writing, you collect limitless kinds of numbers of merit, you know, so, like that. See. So every activity like that. So they say, then you see, then you see. Yeah, I say listening dharma, teaching dharma, you know, or an activity. You see, so if one did with bodhicitta, then you see, so that how many minutes you are listening, you know, then you see, same, the limitless class of merit practice, numberless merit practice, all the time, you see, so there. So that, however, so now, so even you have renunciation, of samsara realization, you see, even you have a wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, okay? Even you have, you know, I have being, wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, you know, able to seize the defilements, you see, but you don't carry that much merit, you see, like that, you know? As the activity is done with bodhicitta, you know, so that so life is so much wasted. Even you have realization of wisdom directly perceived, so the renunciation of samsara, you see. unable to benefit for certain beings. So much lives are wasted. And then now no question without even realization the impairment is dead. Even without the first realization, Dharma, that your mind is free, you know, from the attachment to cling to this life, you see, it will dharma, you see, the first realization, I mean, the very first dharma. So without that, so without the realization, premise that, you see, then I say, then the delusion arises, it's like waterfall, so powerfully, because habituated from beginningless rebirth, so like waterfall, you see, like strong river waterfall, one after another rises, you see, you know, in everyday life. So here, the cost continuously create, you know, negative karma, having negative karma continuously. See. Oh, there was an action of Buddhist mind done with that. So not only wasted life, but not only wasted life, you know, not only made the life empty, but his life, you see, this, you know, so many heavenly lives there. Your lives used in the wrong way, they do, to create the cause of the suffering, the lower realm of suffering. The lives you used, how say, to carry the cause of the Lord realm. So that, the treaty say, ultimate goal, purpose of life is that to liberate number of sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering, bring to enlightenment. Okay, not there. And therefore, you know, one must teach full enlightenment. Okay, one must teach full enlightenment. Okay. Then for that, you know, say, when they do stages of path, actually exercise stages of path from that one, okay? So the, So as I mentioned in the Lame of the Path of Enlightenment, then so there one must actualize the creation of the path of the higher capable being. For that the one that actualize the creation of the path of the middle capable being, therefore that the one that actualize the creation of the path of the lower capable being, okay? So that so they they mentioned, I do remember the Lame of the Path, the words itself is here. The verses, however, so motivation is here. motivation is here. renounce, see. This, say, grasping the cling, the grasping the cling this life. then the that that chronic disease from beginning of the birth is there. so that painful mind is there. so the which brings so many problems to this life and cause others others in the life. so the however the then now that they seek the happiness which life, okay? Therefore that then practice the refuge and practice refuge and ten virtue refuge and karma, okay? Then the there's a Lord Krishna part is that's the lower capable being. And the then middle capable being then say renounce as the samsara, see. Samsara perfection, pleasure, all that. then they say look for the liberation. Then for success of that, then practice three hard trainings. Hardened morality, hardened concentration, hardened wisdom, support of the fundamental path of physical liberation. Then the higher capable being then you see renounce the say seeking happiness for oneself. Okay? subjection, how to say seeking happiness for oneself, renounce that. And seek you see enlightenment. Seeking enlightenment then for sentient beings. Seeking happiness for sentient beings, yeah. then for the success of that, then you see with the Buddha, then the practice engage in six parameters so that is the basic part. So anyway, the higher capable being. so however the root of the positive, root of the positive, not to mention, then that's a good, it's a good portion. See. So there. So, so the, what makes, how, I see, how quickly one can achieve enlightenment, you see. So all that, you see, what makes all this to succeed, you know, it's all thing depends on the root. There's a good version which is called root of the path to enlightenment. So, root of the path to enlightenment. So why it's called root? So what makes to be successful is that, you know, attain all these paths, the lower, middle, say the higher level, then enlightenment. You say so that. So chapter 2, in which I used to mention that in the number outline, correct, I say language of our singing theme, then you look at the same about language of our singing theme, two times. How to devote the virtuous friend, the root of the path to enlightenment. Then, lots of the jungle, by depending on that, how to train the mind in the path to enlightenment, you say. So, Rinpoche said, these two outlines are the same. People might think that by devoting the virtuous friend, then, lots of the jungle, how to train the mind in the path to enlightenment. The people might think that this second is more important than the first one. Rinpoche said that it's like two luggage. I mean, two loads. You see, you put on the animal. So it should be same, you know, same load. You see, otherwise it doesn't fit. You see, so like that. The root of the path to enlightenment, the devoting virtue friend, the root of the path to enlightenment is extremely important to say that. So let me give that example. So anyway, to develop this devotion, see the devotion, say. then you see, one need to say that for that, no one need to practice guru yoga. So the one need to practice guru yoga. So without that, then the realization, the good devotion, that doesn't be able to see the from our side, to be able to see the Guru Buddha, that doesn't happen. Without that, then the blessing of the Guru cannot be received in our heart. Without that, the realizations, you know, lower level, middle level, higher level, on the up to enlightenment cannot be achieved. So that then cannot do perfect works to the sentient beings, liberating the numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them in the full enlightenment cannot happen. So cannot do that. So here. So the here the Guru Yoga is Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. You can do Guru Yoga with any deity, I mean with any different aspect, Buddhas can do that. So, (clears throat) by looking at the guru and by looking at the guru. So at the moment you see separation, you see I'm not saying everybody's like that here, I'm not saying that, but I'm just giving an introduction. So you see Guru and Buddha separate at the moment, your mind, you see. You know, Buddha something higher. Buddha's, you know, higher than the Guru, you see. Guru is something, ordinary being, you know, ordinary being. And Buddha is something higher. Buddha is pure, you know, but the Guru is not pure. So, you see. So huge differences. You know, between Buddha and the Guru, you see. So like that, you see. Guru made mistakes, Buddha never made mistakes. So anyway, so huge gap, you know. Okay, so that then Guru Yoga, you see, Guru and Buddha, Guru and that Buddha, you meditate, you train your mind, that's one. You see, they're one. Then you see, then you realize. Train your mind that you come to realize it is one. Come to realize it is one. Okay. So that's then you have, you see, very stable realization. Then you then from that version you see, then you see blessing of the Guru in your heart. Then you see, then the realization comes very easily. Before that, you know, before that look like, you say. Before that, you say, looks like, you say, oh, you know, oh, say, you see, the, you know, when you hear, you know, renunciation, some sort of say, the mind, you know, mind, you see, free from attachment, it's like an impossible thing. Free from self-cherishing thoughts, kind of an impossible thing. I was like, you don't believe how without selfish mind, without the thought of seeking happiness for self, without selfish mind, how you can live your life, or how you can exist without the thought of seeking happiness for yourself. You know, without this, how you can survive? How can exist? So that heart cannot figure out how can you exist without that thought or without attachment. See that? But then you see, Bodhicitta Siddhartha said, as you train your mind, you know. So there's no phenomena if you train your mind, you know, there's nothing that nothing I say that doesn't become easy. there's no phenomena. So when you have this realization, good version, this you know, the Guru Buddha is one. Is a separate one, you see. They have several, this stable realization that, you see, say, not just for only a few hours, not only a few days, you see, it's very stable. Then you see, as you receive the blessing of the Guru in the heart, and then you see, then totally your mind is different from before. All those things which you thought impossible to happen, you know, you don't believe. But now you see, I say, totally, your experience totally the opposite to the previous. You see, so now you see, you can see, you say, the you know, your mind is incredible peace and happiness without the attachment. You see, or the without, you know, fulfillment. You say, when I taught seeking happiness for others, you know, only taught seeking happiness for others, not has a different rise taught of seeking happiness for oneself. So that, however, and then as well as the way appear to you, there's not reality. There's an hallucination. You see, the way things appear to you. you find it easy to meditate, to hold that the true, you see, the empty. So, however, that's mind can definitely can change. See, the experience that, you know, definitely comes. So anyway, so now the. So it is mentioned anyway. You see. Padamba Sangye. Padamba Sangye. See the. Who happened during Milarepa's time. You know, I think one time Padamba Sangye is going to Tibet. And the Milarepa is somewhere, I think, still in Tibet, I think. Anyway, there was one road. Padamba Sangye is coming, Milarepa is going out, in the same road. Milarepa is going down, down, and Padamba Sangye is coming up. So that before Padamba Sangye, what's it? So anyway, Padamba Sangye manifested in the flower. Padamba Sangye manifested in the flower, in the road. So to check whether Milarepa coming down can recognize or not. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, there's a story like this. So I don't know what happened after that. So maybe later you can find out. Anyway, so Sangye Lejang Lama Thapar Sung Udu Tidhi Jung Tingriwa. So he gave advice to Tingri in Tibet, you see, not very far from Nepal. Tingri, there seemed there are two things, one old Tingri and one new Tingri, I think. So the last time when we went to pilgrimage in Tibet to Rajing in the monastery, and we saw many Kathambas, Geshe's, holy places. So at that time we spent one day, we put tent, also tent for meditation prayers. And then the so we spent one day there. And so there's a very large ground near the road, not the main road. The other side is the town, Old Tingri. So I call, I asked the Sherpa, the leader, you see, to find somebody from town, an old man. I said, old man, somebody who knows well about the holy mountain, Tibri. Who knows that so well, you see. So he went, I didn't go, but if I go, then many people get in trouble. That'll get in trouble. So anyway, so he found exactly one old man. He found exactly one old man. We knew the story of the mountain called Tibri. So the Tibri, the mountain behind, this mountain is combine all three, Mount Kailash and Tari Lapji. the Hiruka's holy body or his spiritual mind. So Sari is all, as a Sibri is all three. So for the old man Ken, who had prayer will constantly turning while he's talking, you know, all the time, you know. Constantly turning. So I try to translate and explain. So it's very amazing. Very, very amazing. So there's one Lama. Yeah, I think he passed away many years ago. I don't know when he passed away. Maybe when Tibet was independent, I think. But long time ago. So this Lama still in meditation state. Still there is a meditation state, you know. The holy body was there and simply so they, during the 20 years of destruction, I mean, they took that holy body, the holy body still sitting, took that from, and then in the village they dig a hole, the Lama's holy body was buried, and then after, when there was some freedom happened, I think after Mao Zedong, when Deng Xiaoping, I think maybe at that time, when there was some freedom was given, so that again they dig up the Lama's holy body and put back in the. So this part was a little bit of flesh was eaten by a dog, but it still stand, still you know like alive, you see. But many years. So anyway. So what I was saying. So anyway, next day we did a procession from the road to the mountain, particular mountain, different color, shape. So we didn't have time to go second the mountains, but we did it from the main road, from the car road, we did a procession to that, so hoping to go in the future. So anyway, this now here this Guru Yoga is the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. So this has a number of us there, special benefit than other Guru Yoga. Okay. So here Geshe Phapanga Teji Ningbo explained that so he says that talk about Lama Tsongkhapa. the flag, pardon, the flag of the reputation is in the essay, switch, you know, this. The moving, the highly moving of the pattern is the flag, the switch. Pattern is the flag. switch. Enchanting words, or the switch is that's called the great. Great, brave-hearted Bodhisattva. the spiritual son of the victorious one in the infinite realm of the Ten Direction Buddhas. The one opening the carriage. You know, the Nagarjuna propagated the carriage of the Bhagavad Gita. Opened the, so one who opened the tradition of charity of snow, in Snowland. It's a very interesting. Phenomena there. Very delicious.
The Dharma King of the Sri Realm, Tsongkhapa, Losang Thakpa, glorified one, who's called this holy name. even one drop of the nectar of this, sweet holy name, drops in the heart, it plants the seed of the liberation. Then you become fortunate to achieve the ultimate happiness, the extensivity, collection of goodness, ultimate happiness. you become fortunate to achieve this. Attending the yoga of this great, great holy being, you cannot see other than this incredible fortunate. Then you see, the great happy, great happy, festival of great happiness of supreme fortunate one. Even happy celebration of sublime fortunate one. There are many things, you see, but even much greater than that, you see, you don't see. have opportunity to practice yoga of the great holy being, you see, the Lama Tsongkhapa. You cannot see other than greater corporate fortune than this. So therefore, attending your own root guru and Tsongkhapa is inseparable. Voluntarily, with inspiration, engaging in the yoga, the inseparability of your own root guru and Tsongkhapa, Jamgun Tsongkhapa. So I think it means that Tsongkhapa is Jamgun Manjushri. So the Jamgun Tsongkhapa is Tsongkhapa. From that name, Tsongkhapa is Manjushri, you see. So Jamgun Tsongkhapa, Jamgun Lama, Jamgun Tsongkhapa, I think that meaning. So you see, looking, Tsongkhapa and Lama, Tsongkhapa and Manjushri is one, not two separate beings. So this is, you see, establishing, So that was practicing the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, you see. Once was Guru, and you see, there's a Tsongkhapa inseparable, see. This meditation of Guru Yoga. It establishes the root of collections of goodness of this life and future lives. So future lives means you see that means not only happiness future life but temporal liberation from samsara, enlightenment, that means everything. Okay, establishes the root of collections of goodness of this life and future lives. Okay, and then so. So that's can you see that means unimaginable thing, you know, establishing the root of collections of goodness this life and the future lives. So that if that includes to see all the happiness of the liberation for some enlightenment, everything see. You start the in other words. You plant the tree, you plant the root of the tree in the ground. So then from there, then all everything comes, branch, everything, the main trunk, branches, and the fruit and flowers will come. So similar like that, you see here. So this is the unbelievable thing. The practice of Guru Yoga, this one, disturbs the root of all the collection of goodness of this life, future lives. Okay? Then the second benefit is, you see, what do you do? Listening, reflecting, meditation practice, whatever you do, everything become effective. everything become effective to your mind, to your heart. whatever you do, listening, reflecting, meditation, everything goes in your heart. And everything goes in your heart. Okay. So that. then you don't get harmed. Then you see you don't see harm. Say, human beings, non-human beings, you see, spirits and so forth. You see, they are the nagas, the landlord, the spirit king, then. cause the paralysis and so forth. You know, not the main cause, but the conditions. You see, so you don't receive harm from them. Okay? Then, particular, so you don't receive harm from the dern gek, you know, those interferers and the spirit, spirit possessions. You don't receive harm from them. Okay. then you are protected from the harm of the So the previous one is you don't receive obstacles, he says. But the next one he says specifies in particular, you see, you are protected from the harm of paralysis. You are protected from the harm, paralysis, and the harm of the spirit, spirit king, and then another type of spirit. So anyway, it doesn't matter. Then nagas, spirit possessions called dun. So you don't receive harm from them. So so there's the. I think the dunnakpa pangde sangbo. So the during the Lama Tsongkhapa's direct disciple Gyawa Kinti Trupa, who is the founder of the Teshinumbo Monastery in Tibet. Panchen Lama's Monastery. So there was a Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga practice. he wrote one prayer. Jawa Kinti Trupa, who found of the Teshinumbo Monastery. So But there was Guru Yoga, but it was practiced very secretly. So then later, his disciple do not want the Sangbo. The treatment happened two disciples. One is maybe more white, Dulgaba. The one is do not want the Sangbo. Dulgaba. So do not want the Sangbo. Then he afraid that much. You know, if it's not written, if it's not revealed, it might get degenerated. She might just say, might get stopped. So the other sentient beings won't get benefit, you see, the future sentient beings. So he, then the Lama Tsong Uriwa, I think, seems he recorded, you see, to Napa Nathangbo. So, anyway, so there, one I think maybe his family, I'm sure. just very rough story there. This family, one daughter, I think, possessed by spirits, you know, so violent, and you know, they tried to, but I think the lamas were many other, you know. Who do things, Nakpas or I think they tried many things, but nothing gets helped. So, from this family, a person who look after animal or something, explained to the Napa Nasambo, I think. Living in the hermitage about this problem. Then the Dhanabhanda Sangha sent one his shoe and then one bead from his mother, so one bead. one bead or a few beads, I'm not sure there. So advised this bead put at the window and hang the shoes right above the girl who is possessed by a spirit, you know, hang on the ceiling. So when so the Lama wanted to check whether, you know, whether he's able to help or not, you know, they dispel, say, you know, say, separate the spirit from the person, say. So what the person brought down did that. So then the spirit saw the malas left the window as the guardians, you know, rattle guardians. And the shoes that were hanged, so the mountain, you know, praising the spirit down, you see. So he got this, the thing screamed. Then the person was brought, then told the Lama. The Lama said, okay, now you bring. So brought the person to see the Lama. Then the then the spirit, you see, swear to the Lama that he, wherever the Mikkema, wherever the Lama Tsongkhapa's prayer, this Mikkema, the Chinchere, to make him Bokmachamaya, wherever this prayer is done, that if you, the place wherever this prayer is done, that he will never give the spirit, you know, made a vow, will never give harm. wherever this prayer is recited. So they, like that. So, I think the, this spirit may have given Sadonga, may have given also, I think, practice, you know, to do, to not get paralysis. I think might have that story connected, I think. Anyway, so like that. the people who get paralysis, you see, anyway, there's initiation, and anyway, to not receive these harms from this spiritual sa, to not receive harm. So there's initiation you can receive, and that you have to give dharma when the sun set. When the sun set, you know, just before sun, say the length of arrow, no? Before the sun crosses the river, before the sun crosses the mountain, you see, something like, you know, something like that. So some length like this. Before the sun crosses the mountain, you see, across down, you do this practice dharma offering to this dhamma. So you do this 29 days, from first, second to then 29, up to 29. If you do that, then many hundred, even for hundred thousands of lifetimes, you don't receive this disease, you know, this paralysis. So anyway, as just mentioned, this is a very powerful one. So then you see all your wishes can succeed. The fourth benefit, all your wishes can succeed by doing this guru yoga practice. Now the special one, that is this guru yoga, you see, you can achieve the wisdom. Other guru yoga doesn't specify that, but this guru yoga has benefits. You see, able to develop great wisdom, clear wisdom, cool wisdom, profound wisdom, so forth, and then writing wisdom, debating wisdom, and explain dharma wisdom. So even you see, practicing this for a month, you know, you're able to get experience. So the many people who, even by practicing a month, you can see the development, developing wisdom. Then the other special one, the very special one, is by practicing Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, from life to life, no doubt you will meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. From life to life, without doubt, you will meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. So this is this benefit is extremely rare. So I think I do remember the Lama. Maybe Benjamin Luther Chi Kelton. One Lama, one monk, one old geshe or something, asked Benjamin Luther Chi Kelton, this is not 100% sure, he said, whether I can be born in the Amitabha Pure Land. The Lama said, yes. Then he asked, whether I will meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, Lama didn't reply. So to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching is much more rare, more difficult than to be born in Amitabha Pure Land. Amitabha Pure Land, to be born in Pure Land, much easier. Yeah, so because I think here maybe also connected that you know, there you don't have opportunity to meet tantric teaching, you see, to achieve enlightenment. To achieve enlightenment in Amitabha Pure Land, okay? This is not tantric teaching to practice, okay? Not revealed. So by meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, then of course it is unified Sutta Tantra. Unified Sutta Tantra, you see, like refined gold. So you can, by meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, you can eat enlightenment, okay? But there you see, so it is mentioned in the, I think it's mentioned in the Liberation Palm in your hand. Also, those Buddhist sabhas in the Amitabha Pure Land, they pray to be born here where we are, southern continent, you see, teaching argument. So that here you can be talking about teaching and teaching argument. So maybe the story about the connection, why the Lama did not reply on the Geshe of the Lama asked that maybe Pendulum Sugyan, I'm not sure, but so that Lama did not reply when he asked whether he'll be meeting after Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. So which means we show that extremely rare to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. So now here, if you practice Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, you know, in this life, then definitely without doubt, you see, Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. So without doubt, you meet from life to life, you meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. So that means, there's a great opportunity to achieve enlightenment. You see. Next life or next time. However, within three lifetimes or within seven lifetimes or within six lifetimes, whatever. So then, next one is, by practicing Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, when you die, you'll be born in the Dushita Pure Land, Maitreya Buddha, where Lama Tsongkhapa is Dushita Pure Land, you'll be born. So there's infinite benefits. Lama Pasang. So Lama Pasang, whom Lama is invited from South India, so to help Kapon Kapon Mons. So Lama Pasang, who helped for many years, all the external buildings and shopping for many years. So anyway, he built Lama also's house, Lama's incarnation, Lama's house, etc. while it was so hot, the monks, other monks, they were a little concerned, so hot, and he was exposed in the hot sun, built Lama's house like that. So even after a complete day, he was so happy. Anyway, up to a stage like very small. For many years. So we heard about that he is Shine Kama abiding, not the replica one, but not the actual one he achieved. somebody died. I think it's among Bhutanese man died, I think. So somebody asked him to pray. So the person who died wasn't there. So tomorrow the person's body will burn. So the person will talk today. So the body will burn tomorrow. But some other place, the body is burned, will be burned tomorrow, is some very far place. So anyway, tomorrow when the body was burned, suddenly the rice came, rice through, the rice sprinkled all over the body, just very, very far place, but suddenly the rice sprinkled, like blessing the man, like throwing rice. So sprinkled where the person's body has been burned. So anyway, just a story. So the monk said that I think in quite a Lama Pasang's, he died, you see, after that. First he mentioned in the hell, I think. And then after that, I asked him again. They were born Dushita Pure Land. Dushita, the Lama Tsongkhapa's, Maitreya Buddha's Pure Land, Dushita. I think maybe he had to some heavy come up from past, maybe have to go in the hell, maybe short visit. So anyway, then Dushita Pure Land, the Geshe said, now Dushita Pure Land. Because Lama, I think Lama Pasang used to recite Miktema. He used to receive lots of Miktema in his life, Oh, yeah, you should do a lot of the Gandharajamans, make them a prayer. So I think there's some, maybe come there to maybe finish. But I think, yeah, then after that, you were born, Mr. Buddha's pure land. Okay, so that, sorry, maybe we stop there. Okay, so we stop there. I think I said in Tibetan, but I didn't translate into English. What the Padamba Sangye mentioned. Sangye Leja Lama Lakbasun. Regard the Guru more special than the Buddhas. Sangye Leja Lama Lakbasun. Regard the Guru more precious than the Buddhas. The realization will come in this life. Tingruvas, the people, he was giving, there are certain advices, a certain number of advice he gave Tingruvas, so this is one of the advice. then there's a there's another quotation from I think maybe Kadampa Geshe. So even regard, you know, the Buddha. Even regard the Buddha more special than the Guru. You want to achieve the enlightenment cannot be achieved. And there's another quotation. I remember which Kadampa Geshe. Yes, indeed. So those are very, these are very, their own, with their realizations, their own experience, you know. Advice came from their own experience. So that. Now, did you all the past? Which I made it from today, I made it from brothers. Did you all the past, present, and future? Made it from today, I made it from brothers. May the Bodhicitta be expressed to the heart, in the heart of the sentient beings. You know, all of our our hearts and all the family members here, us, everybody, everyone's family members, in the hearts of their hearts. So, as the thought came in mind, just you know, I mean, the family members this time, you know, so you're born, you know, you're born from dim, and however, you know, from the same parents, so born, see, brothers, sisters, however. So I can remember, you know, because you know that born from St. Brian's Highway. you were told, you know, I mean, you were told this, they're born the same from these parents, and you see, so one believes that. However, so no, what I was saying is that it's a very good opportunity. It's a good opportunity to help. But of course, help. But of course, help. You know, a skillful way to help. Skillful way to help, you see. How you can help. You have to use skills, you see, according to what it fits to them. So anyway, because parents, whatever, because after this life, you cannot recognize. After death, you know, take another form, you can't recognize. You know, even born as human being, you can't recognize. You know, it's like somebody say, even they are born as a human being, you won't recognize, or animal, or whatever you see, especially at that, and can't recognize. So it's like, you know, because you know, neither omniscient mind, nor clear, nor even the sentient beings, clairvoyance. Even ordinary clairvoyance doesn't have to, that can see others' life. You know, past, future life can see. So, therefore, you know, say, looks like somebody who see, nothing to do with you. Now, no connect. You never had a connection with that person or that animal, or you see, and nothing to do. Never had a connection in the past. No connection now. No, will never have connection in the future. Like that, you see. So even though they, you know, that could be your father, mother, or brother, sister, or the, I mean, whatever family member, your children, or your, I mean, a husband, or wife who passed away. So, then you see, you know, the difficulty to help. So here, I just thought, can maybe, you know, but the helping skillful way, you know, with skillful means. So I think. I don't mean making $1 billion. I don't mean making billion, zillion dollars, you know. I'm not talking about that. They are helping their mind, you know, the Dharma, but it's a good way. Anyway, once the body is left, you know, then you cannot recognize, you see. Even you meet, cannot recognize. So, especially born animals, like other beings, other sentient beings. Anyway, so multiple to help. May the bodhicitta be actualized in the hearts of all the sentient beings, in the hearts of all the students, all the benefactors. So many people in this different parts of the world who are in different parts of the world who bear so much hardships offering service to organization to benefit of sentient beings teaching Buddha and those who rely upon my promised prayer whose name is given to me, as well as in all the sentient beings, in all the sentient beings' heart. Okay? Please pray this. And it was hard. Bodhicitta generated may it be increased.
Changjo semenjo rinpo che ma che pa namo che jo che che va nyamba me ba ko ne ko do ya pe
Metta bodhicitta, these are the three time metas prompted by others. Others means all sentient beings, including Buddha, Sapas, and Buddha, on top of that, Buddhas. May the bodhicitta be actualized in the hearts of all the leaders of the world, and especially all the top the leaders, controlling people, the leaders in the mainland China. Okay? The bodhicitta to be actualized in all their hearts.
Changju semenjoy rinpoche ma che pa nama che joche je va nyam pa me pa ye koi ne gong do pe
May the bodhicitta be actualized. Teach all the three time may the bodhicitta be actualized in the hearts of all the everybody who follow the different religion, in all their hearts in this world who follow different religion, in everyone's heart, may the bodhicitta be actualized. And in this way, may the whole world feel with perfect peace and happiness. May everybody live their life only benefiting each other, no harm. And whatever they do, only become only cause for enlightenment, only cause for happiness of all sentient beings. Okay.
Changjo semenjo rinpoche ma je pa nama je jo je va nyam ba me ba je
From now on, may I be like Lama Tsongkhapa, able to offer limited skies of benefit to the sentient being, the teaching Buddha. From now on, or in all the life. Either the past, present, future, matters, theta, matters, all the sentient beings, single Buddha suffers, all the Buddhas, and all these merits which exist but do not exist from a society, that which is totally empty. May the I who exist but do not exist from a society which is totally empty. Achieve Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment which exists but doesn't exist from its society that was totally empty. And lead all the sentient beings who exist but do not exist from their own side, who are totally empty. To that Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment. So bring them to the Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which exists but doesn't exist from its own side, which is totally empty.
By myself alone, who exists but who do not exist,
from its own side, which is totally empty. I dedicate all the merits. To be able to follow holy deeds of the Samadabhata, as Goswami realizes, I dedicate all the merits in the same way. Three times Buddha dedicate their merits.
Chambalam bhavya chetara chambada kundu sambhavateya abhyaya. Yata kunje jesu antalo jengewa deda Yato ngā tusa shepe jawa tanche jengo wa akala chota Dange kere tawa diku jang sambo chuchi rasu ngā vara inje
dedication in English.
Page 34 of the booklet. From my two collections, vases faced, I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time. May I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds, wisdom, eyes are blinded by ignorance. Even though I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of complete graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings. With the points of the path as I have discerned them, may I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread, or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted continuous peace, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time by even this graded path to enlightenment completed due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons. May all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent path never be parted in any of their lives on the purest path. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold minor virtuous practices, he always be assisted by the mighty one who wishes of prosperity spread everywhere.
Jesus, Tata shenge to tsuan ta deva tsuan ye la. Yoram bonjo.
As Lama Tsongkhapa was teaching, the Universal Sutta Tantra, the Life of Gold, complete exercise within all of us here in this very large time. And then the center, Amitabha Buddhist Center, able to spread Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching, complete teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa in the heart of all the sentient beings. And that maybe in that way maybe as full of maybe flourish for everyone in this world and spread in all the directions. Oh, good night.